we are back on the Cambridge Chronicle podcast.
Yeah, we are back, guys.
Our host, Ben.
Yep, we're back. It's been a little bit. Wednesday was our last time we had our podcast. Good to be back with you, Jaden. And first off, we need to talk about the USA men's hockey team. What a win. I did not watch any of it. I saw some people. So it started at 6:56 right here in USA time. Mm-hmm. I saw these people, these dedicated fans stayed up. They were up at 6:56 p.m. watching the whole entire game. Shout out those fans if they stayed up, man. You guys are the real ones. But did you watch any of the game, Jaden?
I watched like the final like period. It was like the third period.
Jack Hughes.
Yeah, my mom literally like stayed up the whole time.
Dang, she's dedicated.
She had to drop off my brother at like 4 a.m. and she just stayed up for it.
Dang, like, she's dedicated like that. But Jack Hughes, man, scoring the game. And his brother's...
Quinn scored it. Quinn, he lost a tooth.
I saw that. He was getting interviewed and... Mm-hmm. But he has two brothers in the league. Isn't he on one of the teams with one of his brothers? I think he's on. He plays in the NHL with one of his brothers on his team. But
and then there's the other brothers too. I forgot what their name is.
Tkachuk or whatever.
Yeah, Tkachuk, Matthew Tkachuk and
yeah,
whatever Tkachuk.
Yeah, but are they Canada or are they U.S.?
They're USA.
Man, it's great
What a great win! They haven't won since like 1980.
That miracle speech in that movie will be talked about forever. Shout out Herb Brooks, by the way. Like, you know what I mean, Jaden? Like, that speech will be talked about forever now, right? Because the last time they beat Canada, 1980.
Crazy.
Canada doesn't have a Super Bowl win. They don't have a Stanley Cup win. They don't have an NBA Finals win. USA has all those finals. All those wins.
Toronto won one.
I know, but...
But it was like, so we have like 77 finals. They have one. They don't have any Super Bowl wins.
Nope.
They don't have anything else.
Nope. USA is the best country out there.
All they really have is hockey, and we just beat them in hockey.
Yeah, we stole that from them. All Canada has is hockey.
That's like us losing to football to them. How are you going to lose in your own sport?
Yeah, exactly. But Jaden, USA is the best country out there. It always has been and always will be.
And the women beat them too.
Yeah. Shout out to the women's team, by the way. Didn't forget about them. And Nate Heisey, his sister, got a gold medal. Shout out Nate Heisey and shout out his sister because, I don't know, is she any good? Do you know how good?
She's ours. I mean, she scored like a couple goals and she got a couple assists.
She did? What's her name? Taylor, I think?
Taylor Heisey.
But yeah, shout out the USA men's and women's hockey team, man. Bringing home that gold medal, baby. The USA is the best country in the world. All Canada has is hockey.
All they have up there is hockey, and they lost. They lost.
It's like us losing in basketball or us losing in football. Like, we stole that from you guys. I don't want to hear any excuses. You lost to the USA. USA is the best country in the whole entire world.
Oh, wait, it was Jack Hughes. Shout out Jack Hughes.
Yeah, I was right, but shout out Jack Hughes. I think his brother was on the team.
Yeah, his brother scored a game winner like the other game. I think.
Is Jack the youngest? I think he. There's three of them.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's...
Because like they were in overtime, where they were in extra time with Sweden, and Quinn Hughes scored that goal in overtime.
Yeah.
And then Jack Hughes scored the real goal.
Mm-hmm. But, Jaden.
The golden goal.
Yeah, the golden goal, man. Shout out the USA men's and women's hockey team, man. Bringing home that gold, right? And USA finished second overall in medals. And
12 goals.
Bro, that Norway guy had to be cheating.
He had to be on, like, roids or something. Like,
there's just no way.
Six gold medals is
crazy.
Wait,
what sport was it in that he won all these medals?
He's good at, like, cross-country skiing, so, like... So, like, 50,000, like, kilometer stuff. Like, 10,000 kilometers.
There's just no way.
He literally just, like it takes, like, 2 hours. How does he have, like...
There's just no... Like, he has to be cheating. There's just no way.
And no one competes with him either. Like.
Yeah. There's just... Dude, we need to talk about Lindsey Vonn. What is she doing, bro?
She almost lost her leg.
If that doesn't tell you that you need to retire, I don't know what does.
A notification. It says American skier Lindsey Vonn reveals surgery saved her from leg amputation. She would have had to cut her leg off if she didn't get surgery.
See, that's the problem. If that doesn't tell you that you need to retire, Jaden, I don't know what does.
I mean, like, I get it. Like, it was her final year and everything. Like, final Olympic year. But it's like...
Do you really want to lose a leg?
Would you rather lose a leg or try to go for a gold
exactly.
medal?
Exactly.
Like, she was, I mean, she was destined to get a gold, like a, at least, like, on the podium if she didn't get hurt. Like, she was, like, top three. But it's like, would you rather risk your leg and never have a leg ever again in your life?
Or exactly.
Go for that one last medal? Like
exactly.
Like, some people are like that. Like, they would lose a leg to get a medal. But it's like, you got to think about it here.
Like, yeah,
think
like,
about
you're losing a leg. Like, you may not be able to ever walk again. Like, but yeah, Jaden, Lindsey Vonn is one of the best skier of all time. Right, I'm not gonna say she's not, but to do what she's doing right now, Jaden, it's not healthy for her. It's not healthy for the sport. It's not healthy for her at all. And I get what she's trying to do, Jaden. I get what she's trying to do. But is it really worth losing a leg over? I mean, it's not. It really isn't. But Jaden, if that doesn't tell you that you need to retire, I don't know what does. I mean, seriously. I mean, look what happened to Alex Smith. For God's sake, he's lucky he's even still walking. I mean, my God. Remember that guy from the Cowboys, Allen Hurns? Yeah. His leg, like, snapped. Yeah. Like when you sign up for the sport, you got to know what you're getting into. And but, yeah, Lindsey Vonn, you need to retire. All right? It's time for you to
hang
it up.
It was a good effort. Like, I respect you for trying to
Yeah, I respect you for that, doing
and
that.
And trying to do it on a torn ACL, but it's like, is it really
worth
it? I think it's over now.
Like. Yeah, like, is it really worth losing a leg over? I mean, but I see one more dang notification saying that she's trying to come back, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm serious, bro. Like, you need to call it a quits. Is it really worth losing a leg over? No, it's not. All right? So don't keep trying to do that. But, Jaden, shout out to the USA. We're the best country out there. And
we have Alyssa Liu, too.
Who's that?
The girl that... Did you see my story? That girl that...
The figure skating?
Yeah. This girl. The one with, like, the halos in her hair.
Yeah. Shout out USA. We're the best country out there. And, great wins by the USA, and it's already over, Jaden, the Winter Olympics. And next up,
came and gone.
Unfortunately, I have to talk about this. I don't really want to talk about it long. Kansas basketball, unfortunately, lost to Cincinnati at home. I don't know what happened. Cincinnati was just on fire. They couldn't, Jaden. I swear to God, they did not miss a shot.
It's like every team that plays Kansas is that's their Super Bowl right there.
Yeah, like, but like I thought Kansas would come back and win, but like what was that? Darren's a liability right now, Jaden. I don't know if I can trust. Like I. We told you this, Jaden, before we got on air. If Darren keeps sitting out all these games, how is he going to handle 82 games in the NBA? Like, he's not.
It's like, so, like, in his head, it's like he's saving himself for the NBA, and he's trying to, like, load manage in college, but it's like you need to play in college.
Exactly.
To get experience and everything. It's not like... Like he doesn't even want to play in college right now. Like, he just wants to be, like, zero and done. Like, they have one and done. He wants to be zero and done. He just wants to go straight to the league. But it's like, you need to play in college to get that experience and to, like, build yourself
like you
up.
Like, you have to build it up. Yeah. You can't, like, I get LeBron, but that's LeBron. Yeah. I mean, he's one of a kind player.
Like, when these NBA prospects look at Darren Peterson, and he's subbing himself out of games, and he's not like, playing in the second halves, and he's not playing because
he
has the flu.
You can't sub yourself out of a game.
Because he has flu and cramps. It's like... What are they going to think about him? Like, yeah, they don't want to.
If you have full and cramps, why are you playing? Yeah, like it. I just don't get it, Jaden. And Bryson Tiller, that guy's going to be really good. Yeah. That dude's a great player. But
Flory Badunga's good too.
I know he is good. He needs to be. He needs to stop playing center. He's 6'9". That is not a center height, Jaden. It's not. He is a power forward. Bryson Tiller's a center. He's 6'11". That's a center height. And but yeah, Jaden. Unfortunate loss by Kansas. I don't really want to talk.
See this video? Look at this video. It's about Darren Peterson. Hold on. He said, do we have to use a graduated cylinder? And then he said, that's enough class.
He's tapped out.
Yeah, that's enough class today.
But
it's
yeah,
just like I think he's just a distraction to the team, and he's holding the team back in a way.
Like if he were to, because here's the problem, Jaden, is that Kansas knows how to play without him on the floor.
Yeah.
Because they've done it before. They did it in Vegas. They've done it before. But then when he does play, it's just a big distraction, right? And but here's the problem, Jane, is that he'll play, right? And then when he subs himself out, Kansas plays so much better.
Yeah.
But then when he comes in, they play so much worse, right? And it's just, I mean, it's
like he's taking away from the team.
Exactly.
When he's on the floor.
Just like with Hunter Dickinson last year, how he made everybody around him worse. I don't think Darren makes people around him worse.
He doesn't make people worse. He just makes them like think about what he's doing. Like, why are you taking yourself out of the game? Like, do you even want to win? Like,
do you even want to be here? Like, why would you commit to Kansas and just check yourself out of a
like,
game?
Like, it makes them think, like, maybe he doesn't even want to be, like, playing with us right now. Like, he's not even being a good teammate. Like, why do I want to play for him?
Yeah, and his dad doing all this stuff. Yeah. Like, bro, leave your dad out of this. Like, you're a college kid. You can get it figured out. Like, you don't need your dad to give you a minutes restriction. Like, that's just... I don't know, Jaden. I don't know how he's going to be able to handle in 82 games. Like, if you can't even manage...
Yeah. He only has, like, 30 games in college. How's he going to play an 82-game schedule?
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to be load managing as a rookie in the NBA. Like,
he's going to be sitting out every single game because he can't get used to it. And you know why that is, Jaden? Because he didn't play in college. That's why. I think Kansas, you know why Kansas beat Arizona, Jaden? Because Darren wasn't playing. That's the reason why. Mm-hmm. Darren wasn't playing. That's why we beat Arizona. Plain and simple. We lost Iowa State. You know why? Because Darren was playing. We play Houston tonight at 8 o'clock on Big Monday. And if Darren plays, I don't think we're going to win. I really don't. This Kansas team is so much better when Darren Pearson doesn't play. I mean, I'm being real. I'm not trying to hate on the kid. I mean, the kid is 2 months older than me. You got to realize that, right? I was born in March. This kid's younger than you, for God's sake. He looks like he's a 40-year-old man. Seriously, he's younger than you, Jaden. And I'm not trying to hate on the kid. I'm not. But, like, dude, it's so obvious what has to be done, right? And they just didn't play well, right? And sometimes that happens, right? And when you don't play well, that stuff's going to happen. And, yeah, man, so fortunate loss by Kansas. And
they have number 2 Houston and number tonight. 4 Arizona coming up.
Dude, if Darren plays, those are both losses. I mean, but yeah, man, tough loss, and hopefully Kansas can get a win tonight against Houston at 8 o'clock on ESPN on Big Monday. And we need to talk about this, Jaden. The Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Did you see Mr. Treshawn Ross do that back foot? You didn't watch any of it? All right, so were you working or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so Treshawn Ross, you know who that is, obviously. Mm-hmm. Iowa wrestler from Fort Dodge, won his 4th title. Dude, he makes it look so easy out there. I mean, my God. Jaden, this guy's 2 years younger than you. He looks like a 40-year-old man. I'm dead serious. And you should look up Treshawn Ross,
yeah,
by the
he,
way.
He looks like
a 40-year-old man.
He looks like he's in his midlife crisis already. Like, like he's already done with college.
He's 2 years younger than you, and he looks like he's done with college. He looks like a 27-year-old man. Like, he's 6'3". I don't even know, but he's going to Oklahoma State to wrestle. And as an Iowa fan, as an Iowa wrestling fan, like, I'm disappointed that we didn't get him, right? Because he makes it look so easy out there on the mat, man. And excuse me, but he just makes it look so easy. And he won his 4th straight title. Congratulations to Treshawn Ross. And anytime a guy is going for 4 state championships, I want him to win it, right? Blake Fox, a kid from Osage, won it in 2A. I don't know what pound she was, but yeah, congratulations to Treshawn Ross. And I got a shout out to a Waukee Northwest guy. We won one, Jaden, we won one title. Crew Christensen at, what weight was it? 125, I think. Crew Christensen, whose older brother, Koufax, was a year older than me. I think he got runner up his senior year. I think he might have won. I don't remember, but. Crew Christensen from Waukee Northwest, congratulations to you, man. And it was cool to see Waukee Northwest, right? Our first-year coach, Brett Yankovic, you know, that's his first ever state champion. Crew Christensen. And I'm happy for Crew. You know, he's a great wrestler. He deserved it. And yeah, man. And a family friend of ours, I got to shout him out, Will Overbrockling, won it at 144 against the Marshalltown kid. Congratulations to him. He's a family friend of my dad, and his dad went to high school together. They've known each other for a long time, and got to shout him out. Congratulations. And another year of Iowa High School Wrestling done, Jaden. And man, it's crazy, you know.
Don't we bring in like a lot of people?
Oh, that place is packed on Saturday. Wrestling in Iowa is like football in Texas. Mm-hmm. Like, they take it very, very seriously. Like, it's I want to say wrestling is just a sport in Iowa. It's like a way of life. Like, I'm serious. Like, it's
like literally like the same as Texas football. Like,
I think like, Pennsylvania wrestling might be a little like Texas football, but like Iowa wrestling is like Florida football or like California football. Like, it's they take it very, very seriously, and it's you know, it's there's nothing like it, man. And speaking of Iowa wrestling, dude, what the heck happened against Oklahoma State? Like, bro,
I watched like the first match, and it was like 19-3, and I said,
they're not gonna win. Like, they need to get rid of the Brands brothers, man. I'm sorry,
like they've had their run, but I think it's time.
Yeah, it's time. I get that Cale Sanderson's doing what nobody else has done. I mean, Dan Gable did that with Iowa, but like, I mean, it's time, Jaden. We moved on from Fran McCaffrey. It's time to move on from the Branch brothers. I like the Branch brothers. They're alum of this school. They were great wrestlers at this university. But it's time to move on. It's time for a change. And it's just time, Jaden. And I don't want to see them as a coach next year. I don't want to see us get obliterated. We were even lucky enough that we even scored 3 points against Penn State this year. And, yeah, man, it's recruiting is dead. We lost Bo Bassett. We didn't land Drayshon Ross. If that doesn't tell you that the Brands brothers need to that they need to go, I don't know what does. And but like with Bo Bassett, did you see like Iowa? He wanted stuff that Iowa couldn't give him. Like, mm-hmm. Did you see that? Like,
yeah.
But like Bo, like I get what you're trying to do. But, like, what are you doing, bro? Like, it's just I don't like it one bit. And Bo Bassett was supposed to be the next Spencer Lee, and he just decommitted. And you can't trust anybody these days, Jaden. I mean, it's. Can you imagine saying that to a high school kid? Can I trust you? You can't. I mean, that as a coach, I don't know what to think about that. I mean, you can't even coach. You can't even trust a kid to commit to your university and stay there. Like, this is what NIL has done to our sport, Jaden. NIL has ruined the sport of college athletics. It has. You see these guys that have transferred five, like TJ Finley. My God,
yeah,
that guy transferred to seven. Like, get a job, bro. Like. Maybe start looking on LinkedIn for jobs. Like, you need to, like
just give it up. Like,
give it up. Like,
he started at LSU and now he's at some like
Texas State, Georgia State. Who like, knows? Buddy, you just need to hang it up. Hang up the cleats. Your career is over. Like, you're not making the NFL. Just hang it up, buddy. And but yeah, Jaden, it's frustrating. Like Josh Dix. I think he would have done well in Bama Calm system. Speaking of Iowa basketball, we'll get into that here in a little bit. But I think Josh Dix would have done well in Bama Calm system. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because he actually played defense. He was good at defense under Fran, and where Fran didn't really preach defense. I think Price Sanford would have done well in Bama Calm system. But how would Price have done with Bennett Sturts? How would Josh Dix have done with Bennett Sturts? I think they would have done well because Iowa doesn't have a second superstar on their team. All they have is Bennett Sturts going
they
off.
They need someone like Price or like Josh Dix on their team right now.
Cam Manuel, they need to, some of those guys should have stayed at Drake. Yeah. Like, they are not big
they're
time.
Not meant, they're not meant for Iowa.
Cam Manuel should have stayed at Drake.
Like, actually, I believe if Price never voted state, they actually would be like top 10 right
Can
now.
Can you imagine if Josh Dix and Price and Bennett Sturts, they'd be a good team.
Like, just they literally just need like one or the other right now. That'd do wonders.
But if they had both,
yeah.
I mean, they would. Oh man, it would be. They'd be dangerous, but dude, why is Cooper Kotch starting? Why?
We say this like every time. Why? Why?
It's because of his dad. Like, his dad was a legacy player, and Ben, like, if there's one guy that should have gone to Drake and should have gone somewhere else, and if Jaden, if there's one guy that should have transferred, it was Cooper Kotch.
Like, what? I just don't. How do you, like, how are you that bad at basketball?
He hits 1 3 a game. Like, that's what he averages.
I think he shot like 2 for 10.
Yeah,
in the
he
game.
Sucks.
Like,
he's not a good
player. He
just
throws stuff up.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, if you got like a random person from the crowd and challenge them to a 3-point contest against Cooper Kotch, I'm sure they would win. Like,
I bet a blind person could do better than he could. Like, a blind person, Jaden. Let me say that one more time. A person that can't even see.
Helen Keller would beat him.
Actually, she could. Helen Keller could do better than him.
Like, in a 1v1 competition, she's beating him. Like,
100%. She can't even see, for God's sake. Like, do you know who I've been saying should be starting? And I'm going to say it again. Brandon Housen. Why is that? Like, what he did last year against Iowa State? Why is Ben not starting him? You said that he adjusted to your system. Right, Jaden? I mean, didn't he say that? Mm-hmm. Ben McCollum said Brandon Housen has lost a lot of weight and he adjusted to our system. Why is he not playing then? I don't understand why Brandon Housen is not playing. He brings value to this team. He brings so much more value to this
He'd
team.
He'd be so much better than Cooper Kotch.
Oh, like, 1,000%. Cooper Kotch is not good of a player. He's terrible. Cooper Kotch should be like, I think Cooper Kotch is worse than Kel Combs. I do. Kel Combs brings no value to this team, but I'd rather have him over Cooper Kotch. Let's be honest. Iowa fans, I'm going to say this before and I'm going to say it again. Cooper Kotch is only starting because of his dad. His dad being a legacy recruit, J.R. Kotch, and it's just, Jaden, it's not good enough, right? Watch Housen. I mean, this is last year, but we're going to need Housen, man, and why is he not playing? I just don't understand why Housen's not playing. And it's frustrating.
It's just hard to watch them right now.
Yeah, like, bro, like, you let some random guy from Wisconsin go off? Like, what?
He almost had, a 30-point triple-double.
Because you just let him go to the left side where he's weak.
I don't even know who that guy is.
Yeah, who?
Nick Boyd.
Yeah, like, cares more about gum than anything. Like, But, I mean, it's not good enough, Jaden. It's not. You know, Sturts can't do this every single game. He can't drop. Sturts could drop 100 points, and I bet Iowa would still lose somehow. Like, I'm dead serious with that. And it's just not good enough, man. Some of the guys aren't good enough to play in the Big Ten. Howson, he's a Big Ten level player. Fulgaris, he's a Big Ten level player. Why are those guys not playing? They're going to transfer in here. Why are they not playing? I don't understand. Ben McCollum's a great coach. But if you're a great coach, you would recognize where players are good at. You would recognize that Koch is a terrible player.
Like, how do they beat Nebraska at home and then just, like,
don't even care against Wisconsin?
Then, like, don't even play against Wisconsin.
It's because it's at home. And it's,
yeah, that's big for them.
It was at home
games.
But, Jaden, they're not a tournament lock yet.
No.
I mean,
they're going to have to do something in the Big Ten.
People think that they're a tournament lock. Like, they're not officially made the tournament yet. I mean, but it's not good enough, Jaden. It's not.
I don't know what he sees in Cooper Koch.
Like what?
Like, is he seeing his dad in him? Like,
yeah.
It's like one of these, like, Bronny situations. Like, are you seeing LeBron in him right now? Like, he's a whole different player. Like,
that's the only reason why Cooper Koch is starting is because of his dad. End of story. And I don't want to hear Ben McCollum saying, oh, he's doing well in practice. What is he doing well in practice? What, hitting five shots a game?
I mean, like,
hitting one
practice,
three?
Practice is way different than, like,
yeah,
a regular game.
Remember what
game,
Kirk
like,
used to say, Spencer Petras is doing well in practice? Yeah. He's not doing well at all.
You can do great in practice, but, like, that's not a real game.
Yeah, and you have 5,000 fans screaming at you, like, what is he doing well in practice? Hitting 1-3? Oh, yeah, that's really good in practice. Like, I don't know what Ben sees in him. Just like with Kylie Fierbach, what is Jan seeing? Yeah. Speaking of her, she had a good game yesterday, but, like, what do
she
you
finally,
see?
She finally proved herself on
senior night. But what does he see? What does he see in Cooper Koch? I mean, the fans all know it. Cooper Koch is not a Big Ten level player. He's just not. He doesn't bring any value to the Iowa team. Brendan Housen brings value to the team. Ben literally said that he's lost a lot of weight and he adjusted to a system. Great. Why is he not playing? Why is he not? Why is Fulgaris coming off the bench? They're just not. It's not good enough, Jaden. It's not. And speaking of the Iowa women, god dang, what a win, Jaden. Ava Hayden, oh my god, dude, she's a stud. She had 5 points. Jaden, let me say this. She had 5 points in the first half. Comes out in the second half, scores 22 points. She is a beast, right? She is the next Monica Sonano. She's like a Megan Gustafson, Monica Sonano clone. I think she could be better than those two. I mean, I really do. And what were your thoughts on the Iowa women game?
They just dominated them. Like, I thought
Chit Chat has been off.
I thought it was gonna be like a game. Like, I thought,
yeah,
it was
gonna, they just
but
crushed
it's just
them.
Like,
but they lost to Minnesota, yeah, at home, which made
like
no
the,
sense.
The Ava Hayden show every single game.
She's
like,
a stud.
She's just so good.
Dude, she is good. And
they had to win on senior night. Like,
oh, you can't lose on senior. You just, if you lose on senior night, you might as well just quit your team. And but Jaden, they have another game at home against Illinois. Why is that game not senior?
Yeah,
I don't know why. You know, speaking of Illinois, you know who's coming back in town? Aaliyah Guyton. I'd rather have Chit Chat over her any day.
Yeah.
Again,
I don't know what's been going on with Chit Chat, but she's
just been off.
I hope she logs back in March.
Yeah, but man, Stolke played fine.
Yeah,
she wasn't.
I think Journey Houston should start.
She needs to
over
start.
Kylie Fierbach.
I mean, just like a Cooper Koch of the men's team. What does Jan see in Kylie? She hit a couple shots yesterday, but like, what do you see in her? I mean, I don't see anything in her, Jaden. I mean, she's fine. She's not, like, a great player. She's okay on defense, but, like, what value does she bring to this team? And speaking of that, you see what McCabe did? How did she get off her crutches early?
Yeah.
Like, how?
And Jada Gumpy's a senior. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that.
What the heck?
Feels like she's been around for, like, 10 years.
She's always on the bench cheering, but, like, I promise you I've only seen her play, like, 10 minutes in her whole career.
Yeah, honestly. Like, watch her be a great analyst someday. She'll be like the next Kirk Herbstreit, but for women's basketball. But, yeah, you know, I played with Caitlin Clark. Yeah, great. You really actually did not play any minutes.
She was like the best bench warmer I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. And she was wearing her Letterman jacket. Yeah. Like, she didn't even play. But, I'm going to miss Stolke, right? Even though she's been inconsistent throughout her Iowa career, It feels like Silky's been around forever. And I'm going to miss her so much.
During those like NCAA runs.
With Caitlin Clark.
The championship runs with
Caitlin. Caitlin and Cade and McKenna Warnock. And I'm going to miss McCabe, too. McCabe was a sniper from three. And, dude, I hope Ava Hyden stays at Iowa. I think she will. I think that we have loyalty here. And, but, man, she's just so good, man. I mean, every single game, she's just... I mean, Jaden, I don't think I've ever seen Ava Hyden dribble the ball one time.
Yeah.
I mean, I swear to God. She maybe dribbles the ball, like, one time, but, like... She's
literally just like Monica Sinano.
Literally. Like she's a clone of Monica Sinano.
She gets
Sinano.
The ball and she just goes up with it.
Yeah, she pump fakes and like she's just so good, man. And it's just she's a dog, man. Ava Hyden is a stud and hopefully that she makes dude, she could be a three-time first team All-Big Ten. I mean, that's unheard of. I mean, Monica was a first team All-Big Ten. A four-time first team All-Big Ten. And man, it's great to see. Great win against the Mish. Hey, Jaden, guess what? It's not great to be a Michigan Wolverine. yeah, man, just a great win by the Iowa women. And we need to talk about this, Jaden, because we haven't talked about this in a long time. The Indiana Fever. Do you know when their season starts? I don't even know when.
It's like sometime in, I don't know.
Can you believe Cameron Cork's only in her third year already?
Yeah, that's crazy. I've been watching like the Unrivaled League.
I don't watch that.
You know what it is though?
Yeah,
it's like
I see Kate Martin in it.
Yeah, Kate Martin and Paige aren't on the same team.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oof. I hate those people that compare Caitlin Clark to Paige Beckers. Like Caitlin Clark is so much. She's doing more with less talent around her.
Yeah.
Like there's not even a comparison to Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers. Like you know Caitlin Clark's freshman year, she was averaging more points than Paige Beckers, and guess who won Player of the Year? Paige Beckers. You know why? Because she's on a better team and they had media bias. Caitlin Clark should have been a four-time. She should have been a three-time player of the year in college basketball. She was only a two-time. She should have been a three-time. You know what I mean, Jaden? Like, I like Paige Beckers. Great player. But she's not Caitlin Clark. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's not Caitlin Clark. She's a good player. But
she hasn't changed the game.
She
like
doesn't
Caitlin
flashy.
Like, yeah.
She doesn't hit logo threes like Caitlin does. But I'm not being biased here, Jaden. I truly believe there will never be another Caitlin Clark again. There just won't be. I mean, her impact on the game is like, is crazy. But yeah, it's crazy.
Her season starts May 8th.
I'll be watching. Hey,
it's the 30th season.
Only 30th? Dude, mm-hmm. Your brother's been around.
Yeah.
How long is he? 29?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, man. Oh, man, it's
and.
You know who I hate on the Fever? I don't know why I hate a lot of people. Kelsey Mitchell.
Yeah,
she's a ball.
She just chucks the ball up.
They should have let
like
her walk.
Prime James Harden. Like she just chucks the ball up.
Yeah, they should have let her walk in free agency. Like
I mean, sometimes she gets buckets and she scores, but it's just like when Caitlin Clark wasn't playing, I mean, that's good. Like score your points, but when Caitlin Clark is on the floor,
star of the team.
Like, pass the ball to Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, like people are literally filling the stadium because of Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Like, Kelsey Mitchell, I hate to burst your buttons, but they're not watching because of you. They're watching because of Caitlin Clark. We all know that.
Like, if she can change to, like a more of a, like, catch-and-shoot person, or, like she wants the ball in her hands every single time, and she's, the possession is going to end with her. But, like, she needs to change to, like, passing the ball more.
Yeah.
Like,
this is Caitlin Clark and Aaliyah Boston's team. This is not your team. Kelsey. I'm not
like,
trying to be.
You know Michael Porter Jr., like, yeah. He just chucks the ball up, like, never passes. That's
yeah.
exactly what Kelsey Mitchell is like.
Yeah, or like a James Harden,
possession
like
ends,
said.
The possession ends with her.
But, like, people come to the games because of Caitlin Clark. You know what I mean? Like, people watch these games because of Caitlin Clark, right? And, yeah, looking forward to the Fever season. And, Jaden, I saw LeBron dropped, like, how many points did he... Speaking of Iowa, we need to talk about their next game real quick, and then we can get
you
in.
You said they play Illinois, right?
Get
Guyton?
Yeah, I will look that up here real quick. We'll get in the Cubs here in a little bit after that. But all right, so the Iowa women play Thursday, February 26th, 8 o'clock against the Illinois Fighting Illini. That should be an easy win. I mean, Illinois is not known for girls basketball. I mean, that should probably be decimating. I mean, they barely beat Purdue on the road. Oh, speaking of that, we need to talk about that. Jaden, what happened? Did you watch the game, Iowa versus Purdue?
Yeah.
Dude, they had like a 20-point lead. What went wrong? I mean, I don't understand. Why did they not play well? Give me your thoughts on that game.
It's just like, I only watched like the second half.
You didn't watch any of it?
It's like, Ava Hyden's always going to be Ava Hyden. Like, she's always going to score, but it's just like,
who else can step up? Like, on the men's team, right?
It's just like that. Like, Bennett Sturts is always going to score. Like, Ava Hyden's always going to score. Like, she's always going to get her buckets, but it's just like, who wants to be that second player?
Exactly. And we don't know who that is. Is it Stolke? Is it Chit Chat? It's definitely not Kylie. I know that for a fact. It's not Kylie, like, Fairbach.
Stremlo's good.
Oh, Stremlo's a bucket.
She could be the second.
She could be
the second option.
Dude, she's I think she's the next. I think she's a more athletic Taylor McCabe. I mean, she's a bucket from three, and she is, man. And Kylie Levine finally got points yesterday. You know what I mean? Like, feels like Kylie Levine is. She's probably gonna be the next year to Gentry, just ride the bench and get everybody hyped up. But they should have beaten. All right, here's how they could have won the Big Ten regular season title. They would have beaten Minnesota at home. They would have beaten USC. Obviously, no one was gonna beat UCLA. How do you lose to Minnesota at home? I don't understand. But they beat a ranked Washington team, and they beat, you know, all those other teams. But yeah, so go ahead with your Lakers. Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you there. But.
Well, they just lost.
I saw LeBron drop like I did see. I saw, how many points did LeBron drop? I saw he played
like last night.
Yeah,
he dropped like 20.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
But it's just like I watched the game. It was on like
Peacock or
it was on like ABC, I think, like 5 o'clock. But it's just like they don't have. When AR, Luka, and LeBron actually all played last night, they were all together.
Did they win?
They're 8-3. Well, now they're 8-4 with all of them playing. But
the last
time
they haven't even.
They don't have like synergy yet. Like,
how many games have they played together all season?
11.
That's it?
Yeah.
It's probably been a while though since the last time they had three.
But
played,
it's just like. I don't know what's going on with them. Like, everyone's saying that they could contend for a title, obviously with Luka, but it's just like they're not going to beat the Thunder in a 7-game series.
No, heck no. They maybe will win one game.
They're not going to beat the Spurs in a 7. Like, they can make it to like the West Finals maybe if they have like a cupcake schedule.
Wait,
there.
So like the West? Like, who's in the West? Like the Warriors? Spurs, are they in the West?
The Spurs, the Warriors, the Thunder,
the
Rockets are.
Are the Thunder?
Yeah.
Who's in the...
The East is like... The East
Celtics?
Is, the East is open right now. Yeah, the Celtics, the Knicks, the Pistons.
76ers.
The Pistons are number one in the East right now.
And they fired Monty Williams? For what reason? Who's even their coach? Is it still Monty or not?
I
think it might be Monty.
No,
Williams.
I think it's I think the Cavaliers coach, Bickerstaff.
It might be, but...
I don't know.
At the end of the day, it's not the coach's
fault. Yeah, Monty was... But they went on that like 23 game or 27 game losing streak, but it's like,
not his fault.
They were better than that.
Like, what is he supposed to do? Like
he's supposed to sub himself in and start scoring?
Yeah, like what him play? Like, what is he getting? What is he supposed to do? I mean,
but it's like they just can't. They don't have any defense really. Like,
I mean, nobody plays defense in the NBA these days. But
like,
I mean,
LeBron's always trailing the play. Luka doesn't play defense. And it's just like Peyton Pritchard was just cooking him all night. He had like 30 points. He was shooting from the logo. He was doing anything.
He was doing Caitlin Clark stuff.
He was doing anything he wanted to. And then they have Jaylen Brown. They're saying that he's an MVP candidate, but it's just like you can't.
Is he really that good?
You can't compete with Luka and Jokic.
No.
He's doing okay because like it's his team now.
But he's not Luka or Jokic.
No. It's like Jason Tatum is out and like it's Jaylen Brown's team now. Like he won Finals MVP, but like.
Yeah.
He's averaging like
30. Wait. So in 2024, he won Finals MVP. Oh, yeah, he did. Why didn't Tatum win it?
I don't know. I guess they didn't think he did.
They didn't like him. They hated him.
But it's like it's his team now, but it's like he's not Luka or Jokic.
How's Garza doing? Is he doing fine or?
He's not really playing anymore because they traded for Vucevic. So
See that's the problem with Garza. He hasn't really gotten an opportunity.
Like he had an opportunity when they traded KP away, Porzingis.
Yeah.
But it's like he was doing good.
Like
he
with
was
the Pistons.
He had like 19 points, 16 points, 15 points.
Yeah.
And now he doesn't get a chance anymore. He doesn't play.
Yeah. But when he was with the Pistons, he had Isaiah Stewart. Uh-huh. He had who else did he have? He had Isaiah Stewart. He goes to the Timberwolves.
Now he has Rudy Carl Anthony. Gobert,
yeah, he had Rudy Gobert Towns, and Carl Anthony Towns.
And then he had Naz Reid to go against.
Yeah,
him.
Like Luka Garza hasn't actually gotten a full season to prove himself.
Like if you give him one chance to start the whole season, like
I bet he averages probably close to 20 points.
Like it's gonna be his year soon.
It will be. And people were like, "Where was Luka Garza?" Gee, I don't know. Maybe if you don't sign Nikola Vucevic, maybe he actually gets a chance. But. Yeah, man, I don't really watch NBA a whole lot.
It's just a bunch of foul baiting and the refs were terrible in the game too. The Celtics dude literally reached in the rim and blocked a shot and they didn't call anything. Well, and they're literally like JJ Redick like cussed the refs out and he's like what are you doing and he got a tech and it's just like,
was he mic'd up?
Yeah, he was crazy.
What the hell, man? Come on,
like he ran on the floor and he did the exact same thing. He said he literally just put his hand through the rim, like it was crazy. But it's just like,
but I don't blame him. I mean, I don't blame him.
Like how and then they went to the review booth after that. And they said that was a totally legal play because he didn't move the rim or the net. Like, how? Can you, so I can just put my hand through the rim, through the net, and just block a shot. Like, what?
Who made up those rules? Like,
and the refs weren't calling anything for the Lakers. Like, they were just letting them play all night like it was an 80s game. Like, it was a 90s game.
The NBA right now is so soft. Yeah. It's just... But, like...
And I think, that one coach back in the 80s for the Lakers?
Pat Riley?
Yeah, Pat Riley got a statue. Did you see that?
For the Lakers?
Yeah, he got a statue.
I mean, and he got carried by Magic. Yeah. And
They had Kareem out there. They had Magic. They had James Worthy.
Your boy James on Worthy just knocked my boy out.
They had a bunch of, they had like a, they had like the whole like.
Jerry West? Roster. No, I don't think he
wasn't there. I think he's, isn't
Wilt?
He?
No, Wilt wasn't. No. It was 60s. I don't know who else.
I'll look up the roster. They had like a bunch of people.
Oh, Sam Perkins.
Yeah. Like when they won the back to back like 86, 87 or 88, 87, 88.
No, because 89-90 was the
89-90 was the Pistons.
Yeah.
They had Byron Scott out there. They had Kurt Rambis, AC Green. Michael Cooper was out there. No, Michael Cooper
was
wasn't there.
Quay Thompson's dad, Michael Thompson.
Yeah, he was there. I think. But they had the whole roster out there.
Dude, so do you ever play on 2K, the Lakers roster?
Yeah, I swear to God,
every single one of their guys is in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Like, I swear to God.
Because they all have like a bunch of championships.
It's like Shaq, Kobe, Wilt.
Like it's like, I think it's...
Gail Goodridge is on there, Jerry West.
Like the starting five is like really good, but then the whole bench could be starters too.
Exactly.
Like
that's...
Or like the Celtics.
Oh,
the Celtics is
Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Jason Tatum. Shaq actually played for the Celtics, but he's
Bill Russell.
Not, yeah, Bill
Bob
Russell.
Cousy.
Bob Cousy. He's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Is he?
Or, yeah.
Let me look it up.
I don't know.
Here, let me look it up here.
It's been a while. I mean, he might. I think he is because I've seen him in like. I think I've seen
now he is. He's 97 years old.
Crazy.
August 9th, 1928. Bob Cousy's still alive. And, but yeah, man, just don't watch a lot of NBA. But Jaden, like we said, the track season is here. We've talked about this before. Who is your early pick for boys and girls track? We obviously know the answer for girls. Milwaukee Northwest is going to sweep.
I don't know who's good in men. Boys.
Northwest is fine. We're not like a lead.
Yeah, they're not breaking state records. Like
no,
the girls
like the
are.
Girls. Girls are crazy.
I think Ankeny's decent.
They're fine. Remember Ethan Zuber?
Yeah,
I ran against him across country. He was a great dude. Who else is up there? Waukee's fine. I mean, they're not elite.
I don't even know who's like really good.
I don't know if there's a team that's like really dominant. Dowling's fine, but I mean,
Quentin Nauman's good. You know?
Oh yeah, yeah, yep, Newman. Yep. Going to Oregon. Why are the top two players in the state going to Oregon, bro? Like, not, you don't want to go to Iowa? Like, but yeah, man, it's looking forward to it, Jaden. It's gonna be a good track season. And
Dowling Catholic, they're good, right?
Yeah, don't we have girls substate basketball here?
Yeah,
who does? I saw Northwest beat.
I don't even know.
I could check up on Varsity Brown here real quick. Dude, Bob Cousy's 97. That's crazy. His career ended in 1970, bro. That's just. Let's see when he went to college. What year did he go to?
What was even going on?
He went to college in 1946. Jesus Christ.
Like, what did the league look like back in the 70s?
He coached Boston College? I did not know that. let's see here. So, Northwest girls basketball. Check up on them real quick. All right, let's see here.
Dude, that looks like ancient history, bro.
Jesus, bro. Look at that colored picture.
I know,
right
look
there.
At it. You see that? Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's... Look at the ball, bro.
That cannot be. All right,
so the girls beat Linmar 65-28. That's crazy. And then they play Pleasant Valley next in the regional championship at Northwest Tuesday, February 24th at Northwest High School. And
I think where my grandma's from, there's a team called GTRA Grettinger. That remember what I was talking about? Grettinger. She's from Grettinger, and then there's like a GTRA. So there's Grettinger, Terrell, Ruthven, Ayrshire. They're in the. If they make it to the finals, we might go because that's where my grandma's always lived at.
Oh, actually, how did she get there? Just like found it or?
I don't even know. It's like a really small. There's like 300 people there, maybe 800. Actually, yeah, it's really small.
How about the boys? I don't know. I'm trying to see who the boys play next for Northwest. Trying to see here who we play. So we play either Iowa City, Liberty, or Indiana on this Friday at 7:00. But yeah, man, it's who's your pick to win boys state basketball? You have Northwest.
They might make it, but I don't think they're gonna.
Cedar Falls. Cedar Falls, you got Dowling. I don't think Dowling will win it. Speaking of Dowling, they just keep getting all these superstars transferring to their team. Like, how much are they paying these people, Jaden? Like, jeez.
I mean, like, I don't really know. Who's, like, the favorite right now? Cedar Falls. Valley went back to back, right?
Valley's not going to win it.
But Jaden McGregor's not playing anymore.
Zay's gone. Trevin Urich's gone. Marcus McGregor's gone. I mean, Cedar Falls is up there. Northwest, obviously. Dowling could be up there. Waukee could be up there, too. Dude, Northwest might have to face off against Waukee in the state. We did when Omaha and Price played their senior year at the Wells Fargo Arena. Now the case center, we won.
Cedar Falls is the favorite.
Jaden
right
Kimbrough,
now.
Yeah.
And then they said Waukee, Northwest, and Johnston. Johnston girls are going to win.
Oh, they're not going to lose. They're just not. They're going to win. Jaden, they're not going to be good next year, Jaden. They're not going to be good next year, Johnston. They're going to lose Jenica. They're going to lose Jenkins. They're going to lose Jalea Kinnis. Or is she gone? I don't know. They're going to lose what's her name? Brown or whatever her name is. But, yeah, Jaden. Let's real quick. Cubs signed Michael Conforto, former All-Star for the Mets. Great outfield move. You know, it brings a lot of depth to their team. And, looking forward to the Cubs this year. And, it's going to be a great year. And, dude, the Cubs are 0-2 in spring training. But, I mean, let's pump the brakes here. It is just spring training. It's not like it's a regular season game. And spring training is good for backups to get in, right, guys? You know, that don't play and Jaden, NFL Combine will be here before you know it. Isn't it this week?
I think
it is this week, actually. Look up when NFL Combine is.
It takes place, the 26th to the 1st.
That's in 3 days, so Tuesday, Wednesday, so Thursday it starts.
And did you see what Fernando said? He's not going to throw in the real combine, but he's going to go to his pro day and like throw for his like wide receivers because he wants to make them look good.
I mean,
it's like that's not gonna make or break anything. Like,
no,
it's just the
what's gonna
like the people that aren't highly ranked right now should go there.
I mean, he's already gonna get drafted number one. I mean,
his name's already known and everything. Like people that are like unknown and like haven't like are underrated should go to the combine and get their name out there.
Yeah, like Caden Wiegen.
Yeah, like get their name out there and get the scouts looking.
But like a guy's running 40-yard dash and like cleats, like that's not gonna. You're really gonna draft the guy based off their 40-yard.
Tom Brady ran like a 5.4.
Yeah, like I mean, there are other things than 40-yard dash. There are like 3-yard cone drill. I mean, you can't base one guy off of a bad performance. I mean, you just can't do that. And Jaden, you just can't. And I don't know why people. Oh my God, Xavier Worthy ran this time, but he's in trouble right now. That's the thing with these dang Chiefs receivers, man, cannot stay out of trouble. I mean, what's their problem,
There's
man?
Always something going on with them.
Rashee Rice, his girlfriend, accused him.
He got in a car crash, too.
Got a car crash. What are these guys doing? I mean, Tyreek might come back. Dude, if Tyreek comes back.
Tyreek has a lot of issues.
I mean, this Andy Reid, bro.
Baby mamas. But it's like, if he comes back, they might be dangerous in the playoffs.
everybody be like, oh, the Chiefs are done, and you know, but I mean, I really do think if Tyreek comes back to the Chiefs that they can win.
I think that's his best option to go to.
Oh, 100%. I mean, he already has a ring, but if you want to win another round, I mean, but yeah, man, NFL draft's going to be up here before you know it, and yeah, that's all I got for us today, you know. Very, very got some shoveling done, Jaden. It was hard. My back hurts. Yeah, my back hurts, but
and it's like a long driveway too.
Yeah, like my driveway like goes like this and then it curves. And my neighbor did like one, so our house is like connected to his, and he did like his part, and I had to go all the way down to where he ended at. I'm like, come on, bro. Like,
and it's like, you know, those like little bumps and everything that like you try to shovel, but then you hit it, so then you have to lift up again.
Exactly.
And then,
yep.
It's so dumb.
Yeah. And then your mom's like, go back out there and do it. I'm like, you want to go out there and do it? Like,
and it's like the snow's gonna melt anyway, so it's like,
yeah,
like, why am I doing it right now?
Yeah, like, it's just gonna melt. Like, but
it's really not even that serious.
Yeah. Hopefully. So, Jaden, what did you do on your Friday?
What did I do on Friday? I just, what did I do on Friday?
I just chilled. I didn't really do anything.
Yeah, I really,
there really wasn't much to do. Really. I mean, you could go
out. I was watching the Olympics, but like, I wouldn't go outside because it was like, wasn't it cold?
It was like 9 degrees out. Like,
I was just chilling.
Yeah, but I was chilling too. It was nice to have a day off and, you know, just chilling. We didn't have school on Thursday, did we?
No.
Thursday, what did you do on Thursday?
Chilled too. I have work.
I chilled too, but yeah, it was good to be back with you guys and talking, and we got to talk to Kyle about his NASCAR, man. I saw that there's competitions going on. We'll have to talk to him when he gets in here, but yeah, we've been cranking out great stories, and I need to work on my Bears thing right after this.
I edited yours. It was like, so I cut it in like half, so it's like 1,000 words right now.
Appreciate it. That means a lot. Thank you.
Then you just have to like, you have to edit like the grammar or whatever. Because like you, when you were typing Bears, you didn't capitalize the
B. I appreciate that, Jaden. That takes a lot off my shoulder.
It should fit on that page now. So
thank you.
Catch Ben on the back page of the new issue.
Thank you also to Jaden for editing that. You know, that takes a lot of weight off my shoulder. So thank you for that. And good to be back with you guys talking. You know, it's always good when we can talk sports. And you know, so yeah, and yeah. Good episode today. Look to be back on Wednesday. So, got to promote the socials. First off, come to Building 5. If you want to come and join this lovely podcast, come into Building 5.
Everything happens in Building 5.
Yeah, everything happens here. Right when you walk into the doors, there's a building that says Campus Chronicle. Come on in. We would love to have you. And I'm looking at the Campus Chronicle right now as we speak. And
the Campus Chronicle student newspaper.
You want to follow us, promote...
You can catch our stories and everything on the website, CambridgeChronicleNews.com.
Yep.
And then we have Instagram, TikTok, and X at DMAC Chronicle. And like Ben said, come to Building 5, man.
We'd love to have you, man. It's great sports
on the
time.
Podcast.
Peace.
I saw Chris too in the book.
Hey, shout out Chris.
Shout out Chris.
Shout out. He's got a fresh new cut too. Uh-huh. Yeah. Gotta get him back on. Peace.
We'll see you guys next
time. Man, this microphone better not. It better not fall down.